Just blank here, here. This one.
Peace, brothers and sisters and friends.
首先我们请大家打开到创世纪的第二章。
Let us begin by turning our Bibles open to Genesis chapter 2.
如果旁边有朋友找不到的，也请你帮助他一下。
If you have a friend next to you that has difficulty finding it, can you help them?
我们先看第二章的15节到17节。
And we'll look at chapter 2, verse 15 to 17.
15节到17节，我先来念一下，你们可以看。
Verse 15 to 17, I will read it first, so you guys could follow along.
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸里，使他修理看守。耶和华神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子。”
Verse 15 to 17. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
我们这里看到神把亚当放在伊甸园里，给他一个责任，也给他一个。 命令.
Here we see the Lord God took Adam and put him in the Garden of Eden and gave him a responsibility and a command.
我们来看第三章的第一节.
Let us turn to chapter 3, verse 1.
第一节到第13节我来念.
From verse 1 to verse 13.
耶和华神所造的唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。 蛇对女人说：“神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？”女人对蛇说：“园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。”蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。”于是女人见那棵树的 果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了。又给他丈夫，他丈夫也吃了。他们两人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身肉体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树林中，躲避耶和华的神的面。 耶和华神呼召那人，对他说：“你在哪里？”他说：“我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身肉体，我便敞了。”耶和华说：“谁告诉你赤身肉体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子？”那人说：“你所赐给我的，与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。”耶和华神对女人说：“你做的是什么事呢？” 女人说：“那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。”
Verse 1 to verse 13. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate."
我们今天要来看人类的第一次的堕落以罪带来的后果。
And today we will be looking at the fall of man and the consequences of sin.
圣经告诉我们，一个人犯罪不是只是他个人的事情。
The Bible tells us that when a person commits sin, it's not only of himself.
都有很大的对其他的人、家里的人还有其周围的人都有影响力。
And it affects all those around him, his family, his friends.
我们可以看到圣经上很多的第一次啊，神如何的处理有一些事情发生的第一次，都是好像很严厉的。
And in the Bible, there are a lot of events that occurred for the first time, and God treats them very strictly.
你看这个第一次亚当夏娃犯罪，就整个人类都受到连累。
And here you see that because Adam sinned,it affected all of mankind.
当神设立拣选亚伦当大祭司他的儿子去献祭的时候不小心献了还火就当场被烧死。
And we see the descendants of Aaron that when he
他的儿子没有遵照神的命令就去祭坛上献祭，所以神就从天上降火把他烧死。
So his son did not obey the commands during a sacrifice, an offering. So God struck him dead.
当神的约柜被掳回来以后，在那个博士麦的那个农场，那些以色列人就去观看约柜，就当场就死了很多人。就是the ark, the God's ark.Was captured by the Philistine, and they returned the ark to the Israel. And the farmer on the border, they saw the returned ark, and they looked inside the ark, and the God struck down, and about 10,000 people died. Many people died. Yeah.因为神要告诉他是圣洁的，所以他的圣洁不容人来侵犯。
Because God wants to let them know that it is holy, so that not everyone could touch it.
所以在新约圣经的时候，有两个人，他不是卖了田财，然后拿去跟使徒彼得讲说，我们就是把所有的都献上。彼得说，圣灵是告诉我你欺骗他，所以他们两个人当场就死了。
So we see that.We see that in the New Testament, a couple lied to the disciples by what they had offered to God, and they were struck dead as well.
所以有时候我们看到这件事，觉得哇，怎么这么厉害
？So here we see, wow, it's such a great punishment.
但是神他是告诉我们，他说每一次凡是有第一次的那些例子，好像变成一个给我们一个很大的提醒。
But all of these first occurrences in the Bible, it's a reminder for us. God places those reminders for us.
所以圣经讲说，罪是因为一个人入了世界，一个人进到世界来。
So in the Bible, it tells us sin entered through one man.
但是也因着一个人耶稣基督的义行啊，他的顺服，所以罪就被解决了。我们都可以因着耶稣基督称义。
And here we also in Scripture we also see that righteousness also came.Through one man and through Jesus, that all of us can become the righteousness of God.
所以我们今天就来看这个人类历史上第一次人犯罪带来的结果是什么样。
So here we will study the first time that God that man committed sin.
我们刚刚读了第二章，知道神给亚当一个诫命说，园中的果子你都可以吃，但是唯有分别善恶树。那个果子你不可以吃。
So here we see the Lord God commanded man, saying that you may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat.
因为你吃的日子必定死。
For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
那我们看第三章，那个啊，蛇就是那个撒旦魔鬼抵挡者的化身，他化身成蛇来引诱亚当夏娃犯罪。
And here we see the serpent is a manifestation of Satan here deceiving Eve to commit sin.
圣经提到这个蛇是神所造的啊，所以你看魔鬼啊，他是被造物，所以他的权柄啊、权力啦、能力都是有限的。
Here we see that the serpent was made by God, so his power and his authority is limited.
在神看来，他是个动物啊 ，animal， 他跟人不一样。
So in God's eyes, he is different. He is an animal.
这个蛇这个字哈、啊，在旧约里面跟那些啊拜偶像的国家在占卜啊、行邪术是同一个字根的。
So the word serpent.Or snake in the Old Testament is similar to in other cultures.
Divination.
Yeah.
Okay. 所以他提到说蛇的那个本性是什么？它比一切的活物更狡猾。
So here it says the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field.
这里狡猾并不是聪明。跟聪明是不同字的。
So here the word cunning is different from being wise.
当然你看旧约里面他用这个狡猾这个字，有时候又用好的用途，有些用不好的用途，但是总的来讲他意思都是就是模拟，就是两方的，看你怎么用神给你的聪明，用坏了就是狡猾，用好了就不一样。
So the word cunning has different connotations.It depends on how one sees it. It's, when you use it for good, it could be a good connotation, but when you use it for evil, it can be a bad connotation.
这个狡猾跟赤身肉体、哦、是同音字 音很相近的。
So this cunning is the same, same word as naked.
Yeah, the sounds are similar.
Oh, sounds similar to naked.
Naked. 所以你看圣经在写的时候，你看第二章的第二十五节，当时夫妻两人赤身裸体，并不羞耻。这个羞耻跟狡猾是同音字，音非常相近的。
So here in verse 25, it says, "And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed."
这个赤身肉体不羞耻，这个赤身肉体就是夫妻两个人非常的开放，彼此相爱，彼此信任的意思。
So here, when it says the husband, the man and the wife were naked and were not ashamed, it means that they had a good relationship and a trust between them.
所以撒旦魔鬼最厉害的地方就是利用人的纯真，或是人对神单纯的信心信仰的时候，他从中间来破坏。这是他最厉害的地方。
So Satan oftentimes uses the innocence of man to cause them to sin and to tempt them.
所以你看，一个人在人的纯真上，让他来试探他，让他跌倒，那是最坏的一种手段。
So Satan just often uses the innocence of man to.Tempt them and to test them and to cause them to fall, and that is one of his ways of causing man to fall.
然后我们看第三章的第一节，那个蛇如何来引诱夏娃犯罪呢？
And then in chapter 3, verse 1, we see that how Satan deceived Eve to sin.
你看我们圣经的第一章的后半段，他说。第一节他说神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
Here he said to the woman, did God actually say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?
你看神不是要大家要亚当夏娃说可以随意吃，只有一个不能吃，但是那个蛇就把它扭曲，说好像神本来是很大方的丰富供应的，他把它说成很小气的。他说：“不许你们吃所有树上，不许你们吃。”
So here he actually distorts God's word, and he puts doubts into Eve.
而且他在讲的时候是站在好像站在夏娃的立场，就是说 事实上他那里不是问句来的啦，他是说 indeed 啊、哦，是真是的，你看你想一想啊，神告诉你说，哇，所有树上的果子都不能吃啊，是不是这样啦、啊、
？So here he questions God's word and questions even. He says, "Did God really say that you can't eat from this tree?"
所以他是要夏娃去怀疑说，哎，喂啊，对啊，如果神爱我的话，为什么不可让我吃那个啊？他没有想到说，有时候小孩子也是这样子啊。他如果能跟他讲说，哎，你看你妈妈不爱你啊，你看。人家隔壁的小孩子哦，他买那个什么Power Ranger 给他，哎，没有买给你啊，是不是这样
？So here, you see that he puts doubt in Eve's mind, doubting God's love for her, just like a parent sometimes with their child that wants another kid's toys, he'll start to question his parent's love for him.
他不会想说，从另外一观点看，妈妈已经给你这个已经很多了，对，玩具已经一个屋子，但是他就偏偏提那些你没有的，人家有你没有的，就是这样。
He doesn't think from another angle and to think about all the things that he already has, that has been provided by the mother.
很狡猾的人就是这样。蛇，你看他不提到说，你看神赐给你所有的树上果子，只有这个，他偏偏就提。
So here you see that the snake tempts Eve or puts doubt in her mind, saying that look at all the things that you already you don't have, and not by looking at all the things that you already have that God has provided.
然后他就跟他讲说，神的诫命哦，不要当真啊，因为神说你吃的日子必定死。那蛇对夏娃讲说，你必定不死。啊、我们中文是欢声不一定死，但是事实上他是讲说 不一定不死。
So here he says to Eve, you will not surely die. You will not surely die.
你看第十七节啊，事实上、哦、神告诉他你吃的日子必定死。事实上他是原文是用两个字，必定也是死，那个字是死的意思，死也是死，意思说 you will dead.
So in verse 17, when God commanded, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. And this is die.
In Hebrew, in Hebrew to dead.
It's two words together to emphasize to die.
但是撒旦就跟他讲说，你一定不死。
But Satan here says, you shall not surely die.
所以你看，欺骗人最好的方法是说，第一个怎么样？先站在他的立场说啊，我觉得你真的是很委屈啊，你很委屈啊。
But to deceive someone, the first step is to stand in the perspective of the one that you want to deceive.
第二个就是说，把人搞混了以后啊，再跟他讲说，哎，你一定不会是这样子了。
But once you have confused the person that you want to deceive, you put doubt in their mind.
你看第三节那个。夏娃对神的话就没有记清楚，他说你不可吃也不可摸，他就把它加减减进去了。
But here you see in verse 3, Satan adds to God's words and says, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.
然后最可怕的就是第五节，他就是让夏娃怀疑神美善的动机。
So the most terrifying thing here is that Satan puts the thoughts into Eve's mind of God's good intentions for her.
圣经告诉我们呢，我们每一个人讲的话都有很大的能力。
Scripture tells us that any word that comes out of our mouth can come with power.
如果我们用的好，可以造就人；用的不好，真的是可以毁坏一个人。
If we use it for good, we could build someone up. But if we use it for evil, we could really destroy a person.
所以说，他让夏娃怀疑神的完美神性，导致他想说：“哎，神既然不够完美，那我何必凡事听从他呢？”
So here he distorts the good intentions of God and puts doubt into Eve's mind.
我们先来看看为什么这个撒旦欺骗夏娃的。症结点就在那两棵树呢。
So here we can emphasize on those two trees.
是不是真的吃了分别善恶树，人才能够分别善恶呢？
Is it because, will you really be able to tell the difference between good and evil when you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
上一次我们已经提到过有四个理论，对不对？
Last time we already talked about four theories.
事实上，神在造人的时候，他已经有神的形象，所以他已经会分别善恶了。
So actually, when God created man in His own image, He already knows, already has a knowledge of good and evil.
你看第二章的十九、二十节，他都会跟牲畜都起名字等等。
See here in verse 19 from chapter 2, you see that He names all of the living creatures.
所以人不是不能分别善恶。
So it's not that man does not have the knowledge of good and evil.
神只是要把两棵树放在那边，让人做一个选择。
God just wanted to place those two trees before man so that they could have a choice, make a choice.
就是让人心目中说哪一个才是你心目中最重要的。
So he wanted man to make the choice of which one is more important.
你要听从神的话去选择生命树呢，或是违背神的话，选择说我要聪明善恶，能够分别善恶。
Do you want to obey God and or disobey God?
你希望一个，就是说上帝把一个，你希望我们人的一生啊，你希望你像是有像耶稣基督那样的生命呢，或是你希望很聪明啊，世界上没有人比你更聪明，但是你没有那样的生命，两个让你做选择。
Do you want to have the life of Jesus or have the life that disobeys God and not have that type of life?
你知道有一些人他是董事长，对不对？回到家里以后他还做董事长啊，这样的他儿女怎么样？
So there are some people that are CEO in the workplace, and when he comes home, how does his children view him?
他就是还是用董事长的身份命令，太太你拿那个鞋子给我穿，女儿你做什么泡茶等等等等，因为他是老板嘛， right?
He still plays the identity and role of a CEO to his wife and to his children, asking them to do certain things.
或是你宁可他回到家里成为一个慈爱的爸爸，不再是董事长。
Or would you rather have him come home and not play the CEO role and just be a loving husband and a loving father?
所以你看，第一个，既然神可以让所有的树从地长出来，表示生命是由他而来。
So here we see if God can make all living trees grow, He's in control of all of these things.
然后他现在要立了一个界限，让人选择说，如果你吃了知识的树，不选择生命的话，那结果是死亡的。
So here he draws a line and says that if you disobey and eat from this tree, you will surely die.
你看很多世界上很多有聪明、才华、智慧的人，但是他没有选择耶稣基督做他个人的救主。他虽然拥有世上的一切，但是他离开世上的时候，事实上他是一无所有的。
So there's a lot of people out there that are very talented and very successful, but without Jesus, in the end, he actually has nothing.
所以就是圣经给我们看到，生命如果说一人赚了全世界啊，失去了生命，那有什么益处呢？
So we see in scripture it says what has man gained if he has gained the whole world but loses his soul?
所以他这里提到说，你看吃的分别善恶树，不但没有像神，也没有神性，也不会跟神同等，反而是死亡。
So here you see that after eating the tree and disobeying God, they are not like God and they've gained nothing and in the end they will die.
所以你看第五节就是有史以来最大的谎言。
So here we see that in verse 5, this is the biggest deceit.
所以到今天这个谎言还是啊，告诉人家说你不要信耶稣啦，我们要信那个摸得到、看得到、今生拥有的，那才是真的啦。
So this deceit is passed on even to present day.People will tell you don't need Jesus. You don't need Jesus to have eternal life and have everything.
你只要尽量用的开发你的潜能、聪明智慧，拥有一切，你就像神一样啦，可以决定自己的命运啦。
So all you need is success and wealth, and you can become like God and have control of your own destiny.
所以你看，这个谎言今天都还在我们众人当中，的这个世界里面。
So the same deception is still continues on to today.
圣经讲说必定死，不但是讲人的身体会死，就是说将来人啊，这个灵魂也死了，在地狱里面要跟神远远的隔离啊，还要在那边受永远的痛苦，受神的审判。
So here, scripture says that this death is not just a physical death, but a spiritual death, where you will spend eternity in hell.
所以你看看圣经里面提到分别三个数，只有出现两次，只有出现两次，第二章跟第三章。
So in scripture, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is only recorded in the Bible twice, in chapter 2 and chapter 3.
但是生命树在这里，在箴言，在新约里面，在启示里面出现很多很多次。
But the tree of life, on the other hand, shows up many often in the whole scripture, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament.
所以你看，最重要的是生命树，不是知识树。
So the most important tree is the tree of life, not the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以生命树才是神要我们去把握的。
So the tree of life is what God wants us to value.
所以他设了一个界限啊，说你不可以吃分别善恶树。那个界限乃是让人蒙福的一个终极保障，还有对人带来终极好处。
So he put a boundary, of the tree of life so that man would value it.
我们越过神的这个界限，就是犯罪。
When we pass that boundary, that's when we disobeyed God.
我们就会带来身体跟灵魂的死亡。
And which will lead to physical and spiritual death.
所以神的第一个作为，当然就是创造宇宙万物，但是他给人有管理这个万物的时候，他第一个作为就是为人立一个蒙福跟受咒诅的一个界限。神给我们蒙福blessing 或是做主 curse 一个界限。
So God gave us a curse and a blessing.
Yeah. 神立了一个界限嘛，如果你在这个界限里面，你就是蒙福，出去的就是受到咒诅。
So God put a boundary. So once you pass that boundary, it will be a curse. But when you stay within the boundary, it's a blessing.
所以你看，我们很多人都家里啊要有一个。围墙啊，就是一个保护，说哦，这是我的家啊，你不可以随便的进来。
So that's why we put walls and boundaries around our house so that no intruders would come in.
神知道这个界限对我们每一个人是非常重要的。
So God knows that this boundary is very important for us.
界限的定义说，最基本的界限就是借着原理跟行为，告诉别人我的价值观、我的信仰。我的要求以及我是怎么样的人。
So these boundaries are to communicate your value system, belief, and demands and what you are to others through your words and behavior.
所以神设的这个界限告诉亚当说他是怎么样一个神。
So these boundaries are put up so that Adam would know that what type of God he is.
在神的界限里面有各式各样的食物你可以吃，还有四道河非常的美，你可以尽情的享受。
So within these boundaries, there are a lot of fruits that he can eat from, and there's also four rivers that for him to enjoy.
所以神告诉亚当说，他就是什么？他就是丰富的神，慷慨的神。
So God wanted Adam to know that he is.An abundant God that provides.
但是他也是公义的神。
But he is also a just God.
他也会审判罪恶的神。
He will judge sin.
所以他就设立那个一个界限，说你不可以吃分别善恶树上的果子。
So he set a boundary that and commanded them not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
其实每一个人都需要界限。
In reality, everyone needs boundaries.
如果你的婚姻还有你的管教小孩，你在做生意啊，公司经营等等，如果没有界限的话，那一定是一团糟的。
if within you, every aspect of your life, whether it's in marriage or work, if there are no boundaries, things can get very chaotic.
比如说现在很多年轻人他很想要交朋友。
Nowadays, there's a lot of young people that want to make friends.
但是你交友的界限在哪里呢?
But what are your boundaries for making new friends?
如果你告诉一个女孩子，告诉一个她的旁边的男孩子讲说，我的爸爸说我晚上几点回家都没关系。
If a girl tells a guy that my father doesn't care how late I come home.
他让我穿衣服穿的多么的时髦或是暴露，他也不在意。
And he doesn't care about my clothing, whether if it's revealing or fashionable.
因为他从来都不管我。
Because he doesn't care about me.
其实你已经告诉人家你的界限在哪里。
So you've already told the other person where your boundaries are.
你是什么样的人，你的信仰，你对这个交友的态度是怎么样，你的价值观什么，事实上你都已经在告诉人家了。
You've already revealed to the other person what your values are, what your boundaries are, and what kind of person you are.
所以你看，所以怪不得说很多很多，尤其是在美国，我劝告这些年轻人，很多的第一次约会的时候啊，发生那些强暴的事情。
So that's why, especially in America, a lot of rape cases occur during the first dates.
对不对? 因为你告诉人家你的界限在哪里，所以他想说，哎，你的界限既然没有什么界限，那我。 当然了，在约会的时候，我就随意的可以做什么事情啊。Because
you've already revealed to the guy that you have no boundaries, so they would say, "Oh, you have no boundaries, so I can do as I please."
所以圣经告诉我们，当一个人被试探的时候，他不可以说神试探我。But
Scripture tells us that when a person is tempted, they cannot say that God tempted me.
因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone.
当人被试探的时候，他是被他的自己的私欲牵引诱惑。
Because when one is tempted, they're tempted by their own evil desire.
然后圣经告诉我们了，这样欲望就生出罪，罪就怀了胎，就生出死来。
Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
所以你看看，当亚当夏娃犯罪以后，他们没有尊重神给他的那个界限，反而说啊，是你给我那个女人与我同居那个女人让我犯罪的。So
when Adam stepped outside the boundary and disobeyed God, his response to God was, "Oh, see, this is the woman that you have provided to me."
但是圣经告诉我们，神不试探人，神已经给我们人界限了。But
Scripture says. God does not tempt anybody. He already put these boundaries for us.
圣经, 神给我们的界限通通写在这个圣经里面。
And these boundaries are all written in the Bible.
我们怎么做人，怎么教导儿女，怎么做生意， 所有的界限都写在这里面了。
And all of these principles, all of these boundaries are written in the Bible on how you conduct yourselves in workplace and in other aspects of your life.
我们遵守就蒙福，越过界限，那就是犯罪，就会招来很多的祸害。So
when we stay within the boundaries, we will be blessed. And when we step out of those boundaries and disobey, we will many bad things will happen.
不晓得年轻人，我们中年年轻人在交友的时候，你是不是有一个界限呢？
So I don't know if the young people have certain boundaries when you make friends.
他有一个。 界限就是说，真爱要等待。So
there is a boundary that says true love waits.
他的信仰的宣告是这样，能够等待啊，是一个真正有爱的一个记号，有爱有忍耐的一个记号。So
being able to wait is a sign of true love and patience.
每一个人都可以讲我爱你，但不是每一个人都能够等待证明他所说的是真的。So
anyone can say I love you, but not everyone can wait and prove that it's true.
所以他把这个真爱要等待哈，用几个英文字写出来。
So true love and being patient, they used alphabets to...
还有 T 是信任, R 是罗曼蒂克, U 是了解, E 是excitement, 就是两个一起很兴奋, 等等。
So here, for true love, each letter represents something. T represents trust, R for romance, U for understanding, and E for excitement. And
L 是 listen to God's word, also overcome temptation. V 是 value, you do everything, you value the glorify the Christ. 就是说, L 是要听神的话, O 是要 胜过试探, V 是 valuable, 就是说那些有益的教训啊, 父母啊, 师长给你的劝导啊, 这些界限你都要尊重, 然后就是 E 是 everything, 就是做什么事情要荣耀基督。 那我们来看那个夏娃的犯罪。
So here we see when Eve committed sin.
第一个, 因为他没有正确的把神的话记住,
because she didn't correctly remember God's words.
第二个, 她对神的话加加减减,
she added and subtracted to God's word.
所以圣经, 怪不得圣经告诉我们说, 如果把神的律法, 昼夜思想的人, 这个人是有福气的。
That's why in scriptures it says, when you meditate on God's word day and night, you will be blessed.
你看他这里吃用了两次,
here it says eat twice.
啊, 你吃的日子, 啊, 这里说, 神说, 园中的树, 我们不可摸, 也不可吃, 啊, 因为神知道吃的日子不一定死, 等等, 他吃用了两次。
Here it says, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it.
这里死也用了两次。
So it's recorded, eat is recorded twice, and die is recorded twice as well.
如果你看整个第三章里面哦, 所有的惩罚后果都是跟吃有关系的。
So here the punishment is related to eat.
所以你看第十三节, 十三节, 第二十三章十三节, 他说女人说那蛇引诱我就吃了, 神就做主蛇说你用肚子行走终身吃土, 也是吃。
Here in verse 13 it says, then the Lord God said to the woman, that is, what is this that you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. And so the Lord God said to the serpent, on your belly you shall go and dust you shall eat.
然后第17节, 啊, 你为终身吃苦, 啊, 因为地长的荆棘, 啊, 你要终身劳苦, 你才得吃的。 都是吃。
And in verse 17, to Adam, also it records, eat. You shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain, you shall eat of it all the days of your life.
啊, 第19节, 你汗流浃背才得糊口, 一直到归土的日子。
And in verse 19, by the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken.
所以因为他们在吃上犯罪, 所以神在审判的时候都跟吃有关系。
So because they committed sin by eating, so then the consequences of sin is in relation to eating.
所以人的犯罪不见得只有跟吃有关系。
But when man's sin is not always related to eating.
耶和华耶稣告诉我们人的犯罪跟眼目的情欲, 肉体的情欲跟今生的骄傲有关系。
Because it's also related to the cravings of sinful man and the lust of man's eyes, and the boasting of what he has done.
所以夏娃的犯罪也是一样, 他说, 哦, 这个好做食物, 然后, 又好看, 那我吃的可以像神一样, 啊, 所以他就这三点犯罪了。
So here, you see Eve, when he committed sin and ate of that fruit, it was the same way. It was, she saw that the food was a delight to the eyes, and she wanted to, she wanted to be like God.
所以人的犯罪都是离不开这三点的。
So you cannot leave these three points when a man sins.
但是亚当的犯罪跟夏娃有点不一样。
But it's very, there's a little bit of difference in how Adam sinned.
你看那个第三章的第六节，夏娃拿给他，他就吃了，然后，夏娃拿摘下来就吃了，吃了以后就给亚当，亚当也吃了。
So here we see that when Eve took of the fruit, she ate it and she gave it to Adam, and then Adam ate.
但是圣经说，当夏娃被试探的时候，亚当也在旁边啊。
But when Eve was deceived, Adam was present.
你看第三章的第六节，她给她丈夫，她丈夫也就吃了。所以说，亚当应该是会负最大的责任。
So Adam should take responsibility because he was present when Eve took of the fruit and ate.
因为神当初给命令的是给亚当。
Because when the command was given by God, the command was given to Adam.
所以亚当应该去告诉夏娃，让夏娃也知道神的命令。
So Adam should have told Eve about God's command.
所以当蛇来试探的时候，亚当应该站出来抵挡试探。
So when Eve was deceived by the serpent, Adam should have stood out.
因为神立亚当做他们家里的头。
Because God had placed Adam as the head of the household.
因为神先造的是亚当。
Because God created Adam first.
所以你看，夏娃犯了罪，就是说他把个人的情欲需要放在神的权柄之上。
So here we see that Eve placed all of her desires and her lust before God's authority.
但是亚当犯了一个更严重的罪。
But Adam committed an even greater sin.
他把人的意见放在神的命或者的他人的意见做标准放在神的标准之上。
Adam placed his own
the other people's opinion above God's command.
Okay, put other people's opinions above God's command.
所以你看夏娃是说他以自己的喜好放在神的命令上。亚当是把别人的意见放在神之上。
So Adam put other people's opinions above God's command and Eve.
Eve 是把自己的 desire 放在。
Eve put her own desires above God's command.
所以你看今天很多很多的人都是把他的思想啦想法啦宗教的信仰啦等等那些跟圣经抵触的都放在神的命令之上。
So a lot of people today place all the teachings of other religions and their own desires above God's commands.
所以让我们看到说人犯罪离开神有两个因素，一个是自身的，第二个是受到环境的影响的。
So there's two reasons for people committing sin. One is their own doing, and others are another one is the outside influences.
有时候你跟年轻人到学校去的时候，你的同学说不定你去念大学的时候，他就告诉你说：“哎呀，我们通常都不信圣经的啦。”
So when young people first go to college, a lot of the people around them, they say, you know, we don't believe in God and believe in the Bible.
我们做大学生就是要快快乐乐的玩四年。
When we're in college, what we want to do is have as much fun as we can in those 4 years.
什么喝酒啦，大麻烟啦，什么那些都是带给我们快乐的。
Drinking, smoking marijuana, all of these things bring happiness.
所以你看，有些人就受到影响了。
See, so a lot of people are influenced by others.
以前我在另外一个城里服事的时候啊，他快要开学的时候，那个啤酒商就来学校了。
So when I was serving in another state, in college, the alcohol is brought to you.
他把那个啤酒那个车放在那边了，随便让你去喝，你要喝多久就喝多久。
So they bring in kegs of beer, and you could eat as much, drink as much as you want.
连续一个礼拜下来以后，很多人就上瘾了。
So throughout the whole week, a lot of people become addicted.
然后开学以后啊。他到时就开始卖酒，就没有免费的酒。每一天酒吧，学校旁边的酒吧就都是人山人海的。
So once school began, it's no longer free. So there's now it costs something. So but people are addicted, so they stand in line.
我们来看那个犯罪以后会有什么感觉呢
？But here we want to look at after committing sin, what do we feel?
一个人犯罪以后，他有两个表现，是一个 shame， 一个 guilty， 是个羞耻感跟罪恶感。
So there's two feelings that people would experience. One is shame, and the second is guilt.
第三章的十节，他们就害怕神，就躲起来了。
In verse 10 in chapter 3, it says they were afraid and they hid themselves from God.
第三章的第十节，他们看到自己赤身裸体，就觉得很羞耻，就用无花果树的叶子做裙子把它遮起来。
So they saw that they were naked and they were ashamed, so they sewed fig leaves together to hide their for themselves.
有这两个感觉是正常的。
So to have these two feelings is normal.
但是今天的人犯罪比亚当夏娃的时候啊更可怕。
But in today's time, the sins that people commit are even greater than what went during Adam's time.
因为他们失去了罪恶感跟羞耻感。
Because they have lost the feeling of shame and guilt.
你看有些人做了坏事情，他不但不以为是羞耻的，他还放在网上给人家看，说：“嘿嘿嘿，你看，大家来看，我就是这样的人。”
So when people today commit sin, they're not ashamed or feel guilty. They even publicize it or put it on the web.
因为他不以为这是羞耻，也不以为这是犯罪得罪神，所以他不但自己喜欢做，也要别人跟他一样。
Because they don't think that this is shameful or something bad, they want to publicize it and let others follow.
有一次那个 Alice 她就分享一个她在以前在 UCLA 读书的一个见证。
So one time Alex shared a story when he was going to school at UCLA.
你看他们学校有一些那个赞成同性婚姻或者同性恋的学生在学校里面在发展他们的言论啊，发展他们的影响力。
So there's a group of people that were for.The homosexual movement, and they were parading.
后来 Alex 他们就说：“哦，我们要组个社团，说我们也要出来跟那些人传福音，告诉他你这样做是错的啊。神爱世人，但是他不要我们犯罪，要他们悔改。”
So Alex thought that we should form a group as well and to share the gospel to them and to let them know that what they're doing is wrong, so that they could repent.
现在的人最可怕是犯罪了以后不但没有羞耻感，他也没有罪恶感。
So the scary thing now in today's time is that when people commit sin, they lose the feeling of shame or guilt.
然后犯罪以后还有三个还有几个反应。第一个是要自己防卫自己。
There are also three other feelings after you've committed sin. One is self-defense.
所以他就讲说，不是我犯罪啦，你看他就把他躲起来，是自我防卫。第二个是自我拯救，他想说，我要想办法把这个罪掩盖过来。
So here we see that Adam and Eve hid themselves for self-defense, and also when they sewed the fig leaves to cover themselves, it was.A form of self-rescue.
再来，不然就互相指责。你看，都是你给我那个女人，又有同居女人，让我犯罪的，不是我。那个夏娃讲说，不是我，是蛇。
And they would also start blaming each other. You see that Eve started blaming the serpent, and Adam blaming Eve.
其实我们犯罪的，不但会有羞耻感、罪恶感、自我防卫、自我拯救、互相指责产生敌意。这都是罪带来的后果。
So these are all consequences of sin. When you start feeling shame, feeling guilt, start being defensive, self-rescuing, blaming each other, and having hostility towards each other, those are all consequences of sin.
你看，从此以后啊，夏娃跟亚当啊，就不再像以前那么纯真了。对，他说你要夏娃要恋慕她的丈夫，她的丈夫要挟制她。
So.After the fall, you see that the relationship between Adam and Eve has changed.
然后最严重的不只是这些人的关系的破坏，乃是我们破坏了跟神的关系。
But not only was the relationship between each other have been destroyed, but the relationship to God was broken.
因为神就给他们宣判，说从此以后女人怀孕要受苦。 男人要汗流浃背才能够得吃的。
So the punishment by God was to the woman is that they'll have pain during bearing children, and the husband will rule over.
而且这样，假如说你们原本是神的形象造的，但是你们本质是尘土，犯罪了以后，这个形象就破坏失去，你们就只有剩下这个尘土，将来要归于尘土。
So originally, man was created in the image of God, but this image was broken. So now that formed out of dust, and then now that after they die, you will return to dust.
所以这个人犯罪的时候啊，他在神的眼光中是死了。为什么？因为他已经失去了神的形象，失去了神造他的高贵的品质，那个价值，那个地位已经失去了。
So when one commits sin, the image of God is broken, and it's no longer the same in God's eyes.
所以你看第五章，创世纪第五章都是死的家谱啊，整个人活了几岁就死了，活了几岁就死了，死死死死，通通变成死的家谱。
So in chapter 5, you see the lineage that recorded of man, and it records how everyone dies.
在第三章的第七节啊，如果看希伯来原文的话，他有七次。七次用你们，用他们，他们，他们，他们人想尽办法要去掩盖自己，要去自救，要去怎么样？在一节经文里面就有七个他们。
So it records the word they and them seven times in verse 7.
表示说人用尽了一切的办法，就是没有办法解决罪的问题。
Because they thought of everything to try to save themselves, but they still couldn't.
唯一的办法就是转向神。
The only way is to repent and turn towards God.
跟神认罪悔改。
To repent to God and to turn back to God and repent.
神就杀了一个动物啊，跟他做皮衣穿上。
So God slaughtered an animal and made clothing out of the skin of the animal to cover them.
这是人犯罪之后唯一的出路，因为第三章第七节告诉我们，人尽了一切办法，七次，七表示完全，用了七个七次，人尽了一切的力量都没有办法解决罪的问题。
So seven times they try to come up with the way themselves, but they are not able to save themselves. This was the only way that they can be reconciled.
下一次我们会详细的讲。
So, next time we'll cover this in detail.
不过这次我们把人犯罪以后的羞耻感跟罪恶感来做一个分享。
But now we want to share the topic of shame and guilt.
圣经为什么要特别把羞耻感跟罪恶感提出来呢？
Why does the Bible mention shame and guilt?
就是我们神他把他的律法放在我们的心里，就是我们心中的良知。当我们人违反神的律法做坏事的时候，我们心里的良知会提醒我们羞耻。哎呀，做这个事情是羞耻的，哎呀，做这个事情是有罪的，神会审问。
So God puts a conscience in our hearts so that we know when we do something wrong, our conscience tells us that that is wrong.
这里马太福音十八章十五到二十节告诉我们，他说：“当一个弟兄得罪你的时候啊，你要私底下去跟他讲。”
So in Matthew 18, verse 15 to 20, when you have wronged or sinned against your brother, you have to
私底下去跟他讲。
You have to go to him in privately.
如果他不听，你就找两个人再去跟他讲。
So if he doesn't listen to you, you have to take two or three witnesses to him.
如果他再不听，就找教会的执事 James 啊，或者朱长老一起去跟他讲。
So if he refuses to listen, then you tell it to the elders of the church.
如果再不听，
and if he still doesn't listen,
就把他当作是外人，外邦人。
Then you treat him as a Gentile.
为什么这样的要这样的程序呢？
Why the sequence of events?
这里牵涉到人犯罪的时候有羞耻感跟罪恶感。
Because when one commits sin, there is shame and guilt.
你要去遮盖他的羞耻感呢，或是遮盖他的罪恶感呢？你要去揭发他的羞耻，或是揭发他的罪恶呢？
Because you want to disclose their shame and guilt.
有一些父母啊，譬如说在宴会的时候啊，突然小孩子跑来跑去啊，他的小孩子跑来，不小心把人家的那个东西，宴会里面很多东西打到地上去，到地毯弄脏了。
So, when kids run around, they'll knock over certain things and cause dirt in the carpet.
有些父母就当场就说：“你这个死鬼！”就开始骂他的小孩。哦，这样，你知道你这样让我很丢脸，你知道吗？很丢脸。
So some of the parents would be embarrassed and they start scolding at their children for, oh, what is this that you have done? You have shamed me.
然后就讲对不对啊 ？Sam 好又对，那你看这样的做法对不对呢
？So is this the right thing to do?
圣经告诉我们啊，要揭发人家的罪啊是应该的。
So the Bible tells us that we need to disclose someone's sin. That is the right thing to do.
但是在那个时候，父母应该顾及小孩子的自尊。
But during that time, the parents should take into consideration of their self-esteem.
所以你看，圣经说，你有一个人得罪你，你要私底下可以跟他讲，就是要揭发他的罪恶，但是不要当众在教会大庭广众先来羞辱他，给他有悔改的机会。
So that's why here it says, if a brother sins against you, just between you and him alone.Go and disclose or tell him his fault.
第二次要找两个证人。
And the second time, take along two or three witnesses.
那个两个证人是说他们也看到事情真的是这样，不是讲说，哎 ，Peter， 那个某某人对我很不好，怎么样？我就一直跟你讲，只是你只是听我的意见，而不是真的看到他对我不好，我就需要去找你去理论。
So these witnesses also have to agree with you that this brother is at fault, and not just someone that you try to tell that this person is at fault.
就是说，这个弟兄得罪你是明显的，有人也看见了。所以你找这两个证人，不是说你去游说，你去背后说这个人的不好，然后找人去跟他理论，这完全是不一样的。
So this is very two different things. So these two or three witnesses has to agree with you that this person is at fault, and not you trying to persuade them privately or slander them.
所以这里就提醒在我们在处理揭发对付罪恶的时候啊，要顾及这个羞耻感。
So when we disclose sin or deal with a brother that's in sin, we have to remember the feeling of shame and guilt that they feel.
但是如果这个人一再不悔改，只好跟教会宣布说某某人他违反了圣经的原则，我们去劝他，他也不愿意悔改，所以就把他宣布出来，就不再顾及他的羞耻感了。
So after he refuses to listen, then we need to disclose it and tell it to the church.
所以说神要我们这么做，目的是要带着一个神的爱，是要挽回他过来。
So the purpose of this is to restore this brother so that they can come back to God.
所以彼得前书第四章第八节告诉我们说爱会遮掩许多的罪。
So that's why in 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8 it says, love covers over a multitude of sins.
但是这里请不要误会哦，不是说这个人犯罪了没关系我们就包容他，不要去管他。
But don't misunderstand or misrepresent what it says here. It's not that you allow these sins to occur.
这里的是，如果我们用爱去规劝一个人的话，他可以什么 cover， 就是用将来式，免得那个人将来犯更多的罪，是这个意思。就是说，我们有人犯罪，我们。顾及他的羞耻然后私底下去挽回他，为的是免得他将来犯更多的罪，所以就是说等于你遮盖了更多的罪。 不是说有罪不要去理他，把他遮起来就好了，不是这个意思。
So the purpose here is to tell this brother he's at fault so that he won't continue on sinning or disobeying God.
所以你看，雅各书第五章二十节告诉我们啊，他说如果有人失迷了真道，我们就要把他挽回过来，让他救他免离一死。
So in James chapter 5 verse 20 it says, whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sins.
所以你看神在做事情的时候啊，他也教导我们如何处理人犯罪的后果。
So when God, in God's plan, he teaches us how we need to deal with sin.
所以正确的做法，当那个小孩子在宴会中把那个东西倒洒的时候，我们应该要分别说他第一个他是故意的或是不小心的。
So going back to the story of when the child knocks over the ashtray, we have to consider what his motives are.
然后就说哎弟弟来哥哥来帮忙赶快把它收拾好。然后完了以后回到家私底下再来告诉他以后应该怎么行。
So we need to tell him that, oh, let's pick all of this up, and then when we return home, we need to disclose what they've done and address it.
所以有时候夫妻吵架的时候，他有些人为什么喜欢在大庭广众吵呢？
So a lot of couples, why do they like to argue in public?
因为他目的就是什么？要让他的羞耻感跟罪恶感把它指出来，但是他用的时间地点是不对的。
And the motive is to uncover this feeling of shame and guilty, but they do it in the wrong way, in the wrong setting, in public.
好，那下一堂课我们要，我们今天都学到什么功课啦？
So what are the lessons of today's message?
神的话，神的真理就是我们生活的那个界限的最基本、最重要的原则。
So God's word is the truth, and it is the fundamental boundary of all of our human's life.
当我们被试探的时候，我们不可以说被神试探。
And when we are tempted, we shouldn't say that God is tempting me.
因为神不会试探我们，他也不被恶试探。
Because God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone.
如果有人失迷了真道，我们应该怎么要把它挽回过来？
And if one should wander from the truth, we should bring him back.
但是顾及他的羞耻，不要在公开场合羞辱他。
But don't publicly disclose his sin to humiliate him.
这样的话，你就会让他以后更愿意听你的话，免得犯更多的罪。
Then this allows him to open up to you so that you could bring him back to you so that he won't continue on sinning.
如果我们常常在公开场合羞辱一个人，说你犯罪这样不对，他后来想说。我干脆就坏到你算了，反正已经我人格自尊已经破产了，对你再讲也没用，我就坏到底，你越讲我越不改，就会变成这样。
So it may have a reverse effect if you keep publicly disclosing his sin and the wrong things that he's doing, then he might say, oh, then if I'm such a bad person, I'll just continue being bad.
所以夫妻要吵架，把门关起来，到地下室去吵。
So when couples argue, you should be behind closed doors or argue in the basement.
绝对不要在父母或者儿女面前。
Do not argue in front of your children or in front of your parents.
这也是羞耻感跟罪恶感的好的应用。
This is
shame and guilty.
The shame and guilt, feeling of guilt.
Okay, 我们一同祷告。
Okay, let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，你把人最重要的界限给了我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us the most important boundary of life.
就是你自己的话语。
And that is your own word.
就是要我们蒙福，免去罪的后果。
So that we can be blessed and not fall into the consequences of sin.
当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，你也呼叫他们回头。
When Adam and Eve committed sin, you've called them to return to you.
要他们自己到你面前来向你认罪
，so that they may come before you themselves to repent and confess of their sins.
因为你不会在那些像恶者面前马上就给他们没有 让他们没有羞耻，解了他们，就是羞辱他们。
Because you are mindful of their feeling of shame and guilt.
谢谢你这么的爱我们。
Thank you for loving us.
求你帮助我们在你的话语上，真是认真的去记去使用。
And can you help us to remember your word and to use your word?
不要像夏娃一样轻轻忽忽，所以试探来的时候就记不清神的命令。
So we're not like Eve, when we are tempted, we forget God's word.
我们也不要像亚当一样，把人的需要、人的想法放在你的命令之上。
And may we be, not be like Adam to put our own opinions above your commands.
让我们有时候软弱犯罪的时候，有一颗愿意悔改的心。
So that when we do, when we are tempted or when we do fall into sin, that we have a repentant heart.
感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
And pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.